Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Nicola Comotti here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I'm pleased to be joined by Peter Mackey Burns and Marco Halloran. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello.
You guys here with Rialto. Rialto. This sounds very Venetian in a way, but it's actually we're talking about something very, very far away from Venice. And I just want to, let's start from the very, very inception, which is from you.
Yes.
And then you decided to take a step further and bring this idea that was born out of Trade, the play by Mark, onto the bigger screen.
Sure, sure.
Take the stage.
It began life as a theatre piece in 2012, and then the producer Alan Marr asked would I adapt it into a film script, and from there we hooked up with Peter Mackey Burns, and he brought his eye to it and his precision, and it was a great journey.
My involvement in the project, I was sent the script. I know Mark's screenplays. I'm a big fan of Mark's writing, and he made two films with a great director, Lenny Abrahamson, called Adam and Paul and Garage. Adam Paul, which Mark was also in. So I was aware of Mark's work, and when I was sent the script, I thought, oh, this is great, I want to make this. So we met, and that was the beginning of the process, really.
Was everything an amazing and joyful ride, or actually there was some sort of, you know, difficulties to in order to get to the point that we have right now on screen? Because the passage between performance, you know, stage performance and filmmaking, either you take a completely different approach, or you try almost to create a sort of like documentation of theatre. But here, for example, it stands on its own. You know, this film is a standalone.
Well, we left the play behind. I think we rarely even referenced the text of the play. Once the screenplay was written, the play ceased to exist. In fact, I don't allow it to be performed anymore because in my mind it's done with, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if someone said to you...
I've said no a few times, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's your fault.
Yeah,
thanks.
Directed.
On the list of things that are my fault. I never saw the play. I read the script, so it was always a film for me. So I like character-based work. So it was filming a play for me is probably the least interesting thing you can do in cinema. I would say that's a huge generalisation, but personally, I'm not so interested. The gods are telling us something.
I think... Are we still on? Yeah, cool. See, somebody's saying that it's still your fault. We still want to see Trey. That's what happened.
When the thunder arrives this afternoon.
But exactly, as you said, like, it's really like a sort of character study almost of Colm, you know, played brilliantly by Tom, which it's a universe on its own. And then we have this sort of, this fauna of people and the landscape as well that really plays a part in it.
Sure.
And the way they use the camera, you know, when he's outside, it's much more steering. It's like following this guy, and then we are in the interiors, we're always on him. Just want to know how you managed to find this sort of syntax and aesthetics. You always had it in mind, or you kind of like developed with also the partnership with Mark?
Not so much the camera with Mark, but I work, this is my second film, and my first film I worked with the same cinematographer.
Right.
And we work in a very specific way, where we decide the visual aesthetic very early on.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the project, we decide how the camera will move, the rules, as it were. So we make a list of rules for each film, and we don't make them arbitrarily. We make them because of how we want the camera to tell the story. So in this, we decide in advance as much as possible.
Sure.
And we stick to the rules on the set. So rather than saying... I like quite a specific set of rules, because I find if you can have every rule, then there's no point in having any rule. So in this movie, the camera only moves when the actor moves. So there's a symbiosis between the camera and the character.
Right.
So the job of the camera is to tell the story emotionally for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So to make them feel without perhaps being conscious of how the camera's making them feel. I stole all of that from Scorsese.
Okay, there you go. It's a pretty good guy to steal from. Yeah, to steal from. And also, I was really impressed by the way that you portrayed the character of Colm, because it's a universe on its own, and then we have almost the completion of the character by matching him with the other Tom character, so like, you know, the two when they're together, and that's really probably like these are the peaks of the whole film, you know, when you really sense that something that is not said by Colm himself gets completed by the presence. And I just wonder, like, the work that you did as well with the actors then, so if because I just talked to the two Toms, and it was really interesting to hear their approach within them, though, like the way they were like bouncing the balls to each other. But I just wondered, like, your kind of way of trying to create this sort of relationship between them.
Well, I think that, I don't know if you disagree with me, Mark, but I think the characters were so clearly defined in the script stage that we didn't really have to invent a great deal. So when we start to work, when I start to work with actors, then I do biography, but we did script analysis, didn't we?
Yeah, we also had nearly a week with it was maybe only a couple of days with Tom.
Felt like a week.
It felt like a week. But where we sat in a room in London and we just went through each line of the script, and I said from my point of view what I felt it meant and what I felt it was being referenced within it. But then Tom had also his own stuff, what he felt these words meant to him, and you had your own stuff. And out of that, you know, out of that I realised that Tom was going to deliver a very, very rounded, full, beautiful character. So my job was done at that point. I left, you know, I was like, you know, that's fine, you know, it's, you know.
I think if you cast well and the parts are good, then my mantra is, you, as a director, you make the circumstances for good actors to do their work. So I make the arena and they perform in the arena. So it's a group effort, you know. If you can say film was a democratic process, in that instance it was. They bring the text, the actors bring the work, and the director brings camera and best wishes, I suppose.
I mean, that was probably one of the few instances of a successful democratic process nowadays. So, thank you so much, guys. Really, that was, once again, Rialto,
thank you.
Peter McBurns, and Mark Warren here for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.